This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Chicago is a notorious crime-ridden shooting gallery. And the judges who sit on the Cook County bench have a very important role to play in protecting the citizenry from repeat offenders. Legitimately, the question can be asked, what does it take to get rid of a judge there? So, we're going to talk about, we're not really going to talk about it, because we're going to talk about judges who they probably should be getting rid of, like this judge who let a 36-year-old man out on bail for a first-degree murder charge in Chicago. We get this out of Duluth, Minnesota. Two people were arrested over the weekend in what the Duluth Police Department said was the largest heroin seizure in the history of the department. On May 30th, investigators executed search warrants at an apartment and a hotel room and recovered approximately 4.3 pounds of heroin, a half pound of cocaine, a loaded gun, and $94,623 in cash. Heroin has an estimated street value of $350,000, according to police. The warrants were a result of a two-month-long investigation into a drug trafficking organization with suspected sales of heroin in the region. What about this judge who released a 53-year-old man charged with trying to lure two schoolgirls? An off-duty Chicago detective intervened after a man tried to lure two girls as they walked from the Disney 2 Magnet Elementary School in the Irving Park neighborhood. Prosecutors said the girls were walking near the school on the 3900 block of North Hamlin around 7 p.m. May 23rd when 53-year-old George Condon stepped out of an alley and approached them. He allegedly told the girls, "I know the person who's supposed to pick you up, so just come with me." Both girls turned and ran away. Condon is charged with two felony counts of luring a child under age 17. Judge Michael Clancy released him on a recognizance bond. I'm looking at a picture of this cat. I wouldn't release him on any kind of bond. He looks, well, is that wrong of me to say? This guy just looks deranged. A recognizance bond means no money needs to be posted as bail before putting somebody back on the street. Or how about this repeat gun offender, free on bail for gun possession? He's charged with murdering a teen in a drive-by last September. A Chicago police SUV pulled up next to Antoine Smith at a red light on the far south side. An officer in the squad car looked into Smith's car. He saw Smith looking back at him, pulling his T-shirt down to cover a gun in his waistband, according to police. Smith was on parole at the time after being released early from prison for his second gun felony. Cops say they saw Smith throw the gun from his car. It was loaded when they recovered it, and other officers later caught up with Smith following a foot chase. They said he was carrying 8 grams of crack cocaine. They charged Smith with a class, 10 felony, armed habitual criminal, class 10 felony, armed violence with a weapon, felony manufacture, delivery of cocaine, felony repeated unlawful use of a weapon by a felon, felony aggravated fleeing, and traffic violations. On March 11th of this year, the state dropped the armed habitual criminal charge, and Smith went free by posting a $6,000 deposit bond, 10% of the bail sent by Judge Michael Clancy. 2 months later, while free on bail, Smith murdered 15-year-old Jalen Elzey in a drive-by shooting. This is a pattern, actually. We got this Monday after a weekend in which 52 people were shot and 10 were killed in Chicago. The police department's top spokesperson shared some even more depressing information via Twitter. As of this afternoon, 11 of the 19 individuals arrested on gun charges over the weekend by hashtag Chicago Police are already out on the street. 7 of the individuals were previously convicted felons and 6 had prior gun offenses in their backgrounds. So what does it take to get rid of a judge there? Well, we get this via the Chicago Sun-Times. All but one of the 138 associate Cook County judges have won new four-year terms after a secret vote in which only the county's circuit judges can vote. The only one dumped from the bench, Richard Schwind, an associate judge since 2012, had been criticized for racially insensitive comments. Schwind, who didn't return calls seeking comment, was reassigned last year after telling an African-American defendant charged with assaulting a white man who used a racial slur against him, "You were never a slave, but you take offense to it?" The bar group had said Panisi, the other associate judge it found to be unqualified, exhibits a casual attitude regarding whether the state has met the burden of proof and expressed a belief that nearly all of the defendants who appear before him are guilty. The other judges getting new terms include several whose decisions have brought rebukes from the court system. So let's go back and revisit something really quick. From the Chicago Police. After a weekend where 52 people were shot, 10 were killed. They put this out on Twitter. As of this afternoon, 11 of the 19 individuals arrested on gun charges over the weekend by the police are already out on the street. 7 of the individuals were previously convicted felons, and 6 had prior gun offenses in their backgrounds. And they're taking these guys in and letting them out. With all of the... See, my thing about gun controllers is they're always looking for a reason to have gun control. And in Chicago, where they have, you know, as much gun control as is, I would think, is feasibly known to anybody to be available, it's like they're throwing these guys out there on the street so they can do a little more carnage, so they can call for more gun control. Should I be that cynical to think that? Some of you probably are saying, "Bill, you're too cynical. Don't be that cynical. Don't be that way, Bill." But I'm sorry. I'm thanking the gun grabbers. They don't mind them some dead civilians. And in these areas like Chicago, where they have socioeconomic issues, they have education issues, they have family issues, I think some of these... some of these people get killed in these crawls, you know, they're just fodder. Fodder for the machine. And that bothers me more than I could ever tell you. That just thinking that there are other people out there in a position of authority and elected office are doing some of these things just so there can be some more gun control. The whole never let the crisis go to waste, like Northam's trying to do right now in Virginia, like was, you know, it was made popular by Rahm Emanuel, mayor of Chicago. I don't know. Just bothers me to think that this is their thing, and it's okay for their citizens to die as long as they can have these preventable tragedies. These tragedies are preventable if they just stop some of this nonsense, some of these policies. But that's a tale for another day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500. Let me try that again. Oh, gone twice in one show. The AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. I may need to hit a reset button. I don't know. Anyway, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Indeed they do. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Okay. As far as children are concerned, children in school, it is far more dangerous for them on a daily basis to go to school than it is to be in school. Now, we could take these things and we could look at a few instances where all we need to do is put the proper safeguards in place, which the proper safeguards in place would be simply letting the teachers carry a weapon. This happens across the country. This happens across the country. Teachers carry weapons. Unlike what you hear, nobody's ever had to shoot a student. Nobody's ever lost their gun. Nobody's gun has ever fallen out. It is a successful program. Now, in Florida, they just voted to allow teachers to carry weapons, although that will be decided on a district-by-district basis. In Colorado, where we just had a rampage killer try to go through there, they have that law in place, and once again, it is voted on based upon district-by-district, and they chose not to at the at the school where they had the rampage incident. So, where this happens, this is an example of a school playing fast and loose with the security of their children, the ones that they are in charge of, the ones they are responsible for. They're engaging in security theater, rather than giving the teachers and the school personnel the means to defend students against an attacker, if the worst actually happens. Now, there's a point to this, but remember that in this instance where we are training the teachers to do the things, the only ones that would actually have to train and drill would be the teachers, the volunteers, the adults. Because, you know, a lot of these schools where they don't allow this, they have active shooter drills, as they call them. And the question becomes for me, why would you subject the children to this thing? Despite all this hysteria at all regarding rampage killings in these schools, it is extremely unlikely for any student to experience this kind of event. Knowing this, a Washington Post column last year by a guy named David David, he is the author of How Risky Is It Really? And he highlighted the rarity of a school shooting. Now, he writes, the statistical likelihood of any given public school student being killed by gun in school on any given day since 1999 was roughly 1 in 614 million. And since the 1990s, shootings at schools have been getting less common. They should be non-existent. That's my position. Ever since Columbine, they should be non-existent. We should have armed teachers right away. We should be putting out signs saying, this is not a gun-free zone, because if you come in here, we probably got better stuff than you're bringing in. Now, according to National Geographic, the odds of becoming a lightning victim in the U.S. in any one year is 1 in 700,000. You have a better risk of being hit, or a bigger risk of being hit by lightning, than a child does of being shot in a school in a rampage killing. The odds of being struck in your lifetime is 1 in 3,000. I'm not going back outside. And according to the National Safety Council, your chance of dying in a motor vehicle accident is 1 in 103. So that's why I said that it is more dangerous for a child to go to school than it is for them to be in school. Now, we don't have our kids practice car accidents or what to do if struck by lightning, because we know that preparing for these unlikely events is impossible, and scaring our children over the possibility would outweigh any benefit the preparation might offer. And yet in schools, we've decided that terrifying our kids is okay. Now, do we really need to do that? That's my question. Do we really need to put students through that? Because I don't know if you've noticed, but right now our young people are sort of angsty, and giving them more things to be angsty about, that just seems sort of counterproductive to me. And there's lots of adults that are angsty as well, but they're not caught up in a school. So let me give you those odds again, though. The odds of any child being killed by a gun in school on any given day since 1999 is roughly 1 in 614 million. Your odds of being hit by lightning are 1 in 700,000. So if you're like me, I'm just thinking to myself, I'm not going to be hit by no lightning. I'm not going out anymore. But I wouldn't mind going to school, because those odds are much better. I like those odds much better than the lightning odds. And the chance of being killed in a car is 1 in 103. So, why are we running these stupid drills, and why aren't we actually taking the action we need to be taking to protect our children everywhere, everywhere in the United States? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is saying that progress has been made in today's immigration discussions at the White House. Now the president has threatened a 5% tariff on Mexican goods, demanding our southern neighbor help fight illegal immigration. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Mark Morgan reminds us,
we need Mexico to step up. Look, we've worked with them for decades, and we'll go, we'll put some pressure, they'll do some good things for a little bit, and then they go back to the sidelines. That has to stop. This is clearly a crisis. We need Mexico, that are integral part, to be partners with us to stop this.
The president is spending the night in Ireland after taking part in D-Day ceremonies in Normandy, France, and the superintendent of West Point is confirming that one cadet died and 22 personnel were injured when an armored transport truck flipped over in New York. The Department of Defense is investigating that accident. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Bill Proof Project proved it. If you're trying to put together a gun, if you already have a gun and you're trying to improve it, you cannot find a finer place to get your parts than Aero Precision USA. Recently, Tucker Carlson had a monologue about the moral pitfalls of unquestioned free market worship, which continues to cause some aftershocks. People on the right have long had this debate about just how healthy individual autonomy is for societal well-being. But they're fighting a combination of Donald Trump's nationalist vision overtaking the Republican Party and the left molting their concern for solidarity in favor of radically subjective individualism, which has raised new questions about what broad sea conservatives are willing to accept for in a well-ordered society. Now, for example, is drag reading hours in public libraries really appropriate for kids? Cross-dressing storytime is what set New York Post op-ed editor Sohrab Ahmari off on a scathing attack on one right-wing writer. In First Things, which has laterally become a kind of authorial billet for a non-traditional traditionalistic conservatives, Ahmari takes issue with what he calls the David Frenchism. which it takes its name from National Review essayist David French. Now, I know who David French is. Some of you may be saying, who is he and why does he get his own ideology? David French is a never-Trumper. Absolutely a never-Trumper. Now, Amari treats French like a cynic doke for all hail fellow well-met conservative types who think the left will leave them be with their personal religious beliefs, even if they're viewed as bigoted. Amari contends that French and the other libertarian-friendly conservatives believe that the institutions of a technocratic market society are neutral zones that should, in theory, accommodate both traditional Christianity and the libertine ways and paganized ideology of the other side. Now, Amari's not so dewy-eyed. He knows the score and is heavily weighed against the side of conservative Christians. A converted, you know, he's one of the converted and recent recruit of the politics as a war and enmity vision. Amari thinks reapproachment with a cultural left that showers preteen strippers with dollar bills is unrealistic. Instead, he'd rather bring a sword, capturing the state to carve out a permanent place for the faithful. In other words, he wants to fight the culture war with the aim of defeating the enemy and enjoying the spoils in the form of a public square reordered to the common good and ultimately the highest good. Now, French, in the Amari dichotomy, wishes for only a respectful counterpoise to liberalism's ever-encroaching reach into private and public life. You know, polite, very nice, you know, well-ordered, that kind of thing. Amari forthrightly wants to beat it back into submission. Now, Amari correctly points out that French is actually a classical liberal, or a leftist, if you will, rather than a conservative. And he goes farther, not just accusing broad leftism of undercutting Christian dogma, but also assailing French as a knave who thinks that this kind of thing is as a worldview is acceptable to the left. We already know that there's a bit of truth to the idea that the left won't let Christian beliefs on sex and morality, that can never be allowed to stand in the public square. Just look at when Pence was talking about that in the media for his orthodox beliefs on sexual relations, or alternatively, how conservative judicial nominees are treated by congressional Democrats. Christian proscriptions on sexual debauchery makes the belief system, you know, it bumps up against what the left that views autonomy and non-judgment as the pinnacle of human flourishing. And it is, and as long as this perverse leftism is engrafted in the upper strata of American culture, which they'll tell you that they're the upper strata, the Hollywood, you know, academia, the theater, the media, then traditionalists will continue to be marginalized. Eventually to the point of public extinction, where the Bible just becomes a thing, just becomes a book. Amari's urgent sense of the left's no-quarter approach to the culture war is important. It's reminiscent of Rod Dreher's blog writing years ago warning that winsomeness won't save Christians from the leftist inquisition. Now, the problem with this blistering critique isn't his portentous prognostication. It's the target. Because David French has responded, and the reply makes Amari's volley feel off the mark. French isn't an overweight armchair warrior composing polemics from a chic Washington, D.C. corner office, his greasy beard glistening with sweat after walking a block and a half to pick up lunch because his intern is out. French has the attributes of being an ideal kind of American citizen, a patriot who served his country and now uses his profession to serve God and the Constitution's First Amendment. His heart was even big enough to adopt a little girl from Ethiopia. He's also done the real work that many defenders of the faith have ever done in writing. He's tried actual cases defending religious liberty. And he's won more than just legal victories. I and lawyers... I was proud to work with, just didn't win these court cases. We persuaded left-dominated institutions to turn back from repressive illiberalism and commit to religious pluralism. Mari might have picked the wrong target. There are indeed prominent thinkers and writers who espouse this comedy-laden message that French does, but aren't equipped for the no-holds-barred culture war that's escalating. Amari picked the wrong house. That's not to say that his essay didn't serve a, you know, give us a service. He's lent his voice to a growing sect in conservatism. The question of how much leftism a society can endure before we lose our stability, before we lose our historic bearing. As Tim Carney demonstrates in his recent book, Alienated America, the country's societal capital continues to be spent at the expense of a no-gods-before-me autonomy. And Amari didn't shy away from the camp of the saints dilemma. Jean Raspail's racist yet prescient novel grapples with the existential conflict between survival and principle. So how do you keep your society intact when your own deeply held beliefs suggest a suicidal pact with yourself? Or put differently, how do Christians love their neighbor when their neighbor hates their guts and wishes to reduce them to second-class citizens in the public square? How did we pull that one off? Something that we have to wrestle with as time goes on. It will show up again. And those that look at us in the public square, we will be increasingly unwelcome, and we're going to have to make a decision at some point how far that goes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Coming from the Trace, I know you guys love it as much as I do, we get this. Washington State debuts unique tool to reduce gun suicide. This was this past Tuesday. An innovative prevention measure gives people the power to suspend their own gun rights. Do you remember how I told you that the only thing the gun grabbers can get is that which we give them? Huh. Well, now they've even put a law in place in Washington State. Before we go any further, let me give you a word about the source. While it's true that ad hominem arguments are logical fallacies, what's also true is that their protests of editorial independence notwithstanding, Trace is funded with seed money from Michael Bloomberg and exists for the purpose of discouraging private gun ownership. So simply put, this is another biased venture, and it reeks of personally motivated gun grab agendas. Personal motivation is what's behind this latest little shenanigan, too. It's the brainchild of a self-described bipolar law professor who has struggled with depression and thoughts of suicide. The basic idea is to put yourself on a no-buy list to prevent impulse purchases. If you feel better a week later, you can take yourself off and the record of the waiver must be destroyed. That's interesting. That seems like a hell of a loophole, and it presumes a lot more is understood about mental health than actually is. And it's all based on this, on self-diagnosis. I don't like self-diagnosis at all. Now, like if I'm laying on the ground and I have a big hole in my arm or chest or leg or something, and I'm bleeding, then I can say I'm bleeding because of this big hole. But, you know, you shouldn't be self-diagnosing severe emotional distress. And, you know, the at the moment presence of mind is the sole detriment of reliable judgment. So somebody who's sitting there going, I'm so depressed. I think I'm going to go buy a gun and kill myself. No, wait. I can't do that. I must put myself on the no-buy list. Isn't that just about the stupidest thing you've ever heard in your life? There are so many other variables that make this bipartisan law ludicrous, such as what happens if someone already owns guns. You know, there's no provision for confiscation there. Or if pills and rope and bridge alternatives are available. But for now, let's just focus on the one true moment. Anyone who can't be trusted with a gun can't be trusted without a custodian. David Kodria says this, and I agree with him 100%. To deny that is your own personal engraved invitation for disaster. If you believe you're going to kill yourself, by any means, you need intervention and treatment. If certifying to the authorities that you can't be trusted with a gun because you fear you'll blow your brains out, if that isn't cause for an observation commitment, what is? This is the reverse of the red flag order. And then they have the capability to take it all back in a week and expect everybody to act as if nothing happened. And that's just crazy. And it makes it appear something is being done at the very time real help is needed the most. So, the Bloombergians at the Trace, being unique tools of the disarmers, are presenting this as something exciting and new and shiny and something that will make an appreciable difference while being voluntary for now. Promises that the waivers are designed to be confidential and can't be used in legal proceedings or as a condition of employment or mental health treatment. That's not compelling. Don't be surprised if that part of the law gets overturned if used to initiate a red flag confiscation. That's, you know, they're on really thin ice with this one. Or if a third party gets hurt and the fact of the waiver is introduced in a civil suit, particularly if it involves jurisdiction matters in another state. People are free. You are free to, to have reasons of your own not to want to buy a gun. And the answer is simple and voluntary and without a need to invoke the state. Don't buy one, you know. But when disturbed people say they don't trust themselves to make their own purchasing decisions based on potential lethal consequences and need the state to intervene, this just screams mental incompetence. If somebody walks in and says, listen, I need you to take away my ability to buy a gun because I'm afraid I'm going to go down to Academy Sports and buy a gun and go find a nice quiet place and kill myself. You don't let them walk away. You don't let them leave the room. You don't let them leave the building. Needing help with a fiduciary trustee has already been used as justification for disarming veterans as mental defectives. So what they're doing is they are appointing, with this waiver, they're appointing the state as their fiduciary. And this is just another attempt, it's another opportunity for the antis to further blame guns for social ills and make it look like those who don't want you to own them are interested in beneficial voluntary measures. Because they're not. Now, if the reason, these kind of things get to pass is because the people can say, okay, we're going to issue a red flag order on you, but don't worry, you're not going to jail. We're just taking your guns. Now, in that moment, when the police show up to somebody's doorstep and say, we're here to serve a warrant on you, but we're here just to take your guns. I mean, for a normal person who doesn't go to jail, you know, hasn't ever been to the three hots and a cot, you know, doesn't live the life of the boys in the hood, going to jail is a nerve-wracking experience. So it's also relieving to know, well, they're just going to take my guns. And likewise, if somebody's out there, who out there, recently, and I've gone through this before, Bob Owens, the original editor of Bearing Arms, who killed himself, there was no indication that that was going to happen. He had just come off of the NRA annual meeting. He had a book deal. Everything was rocking and rolling for the guy, and he went out and he killed himself. He spoke with no one about this. My first producer, who committed suicide in January of 2018, he never called me and told me anything. I knew he'd had a wreck, but that turned out to be a suicide attempt. And he was trying to kill himself by any means necessary. And finally, he opted for a gun because everything else had failed. And he never thought to say to me or to anybody, listen, I'm having these bad thoughts. I'm going to hurt myself. Take my guns from me. That just doesn't occur to somebody like that. This is just another gun grab, because the only thing they can take from us is that which we give them. Back again tomorrow, between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has always been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.